descendants, one of whom would bless the whole world, we say Messiah. I promise you land. If I don't do what I promised, you may do this to me. Now, because you're Western and abstract, you say, well, you couldn't do that to God anyway. An Easterner would never ask that question. Of course you can't. They would understand. The point is, that's what God wanted to say. Do you understand how much God loved Abraham and his descendants? Enough to come down out of heaven and walk barefooted in animal blood. Because he wanted it to be so strong that Abraham would never doubt that God would do exactly what he said he would. And now it's Abraham's turn. And another symbol appears. This time, fire. A torch. Now it's Abraham's turn. If he puts his little toe in the blood, he's a dead man. It's all done. You wouldn't be here tonight because there'd be no reason, humanly speaking. But the torch, the Jews believe, did not represent Abraham. Nowhere in the Bible does fire represent people. What does fire always represent? God. Give me an example. Burning bush. Pentecost, the tongues of fire. Fire fills the temple, the first temple, and the tabernacle. Fire, when God showed up a second time, this time not in the symbol of smoke, but in the symbol of a torch. And he went between the pieces again. Now, what I see in my mind, this is only my way of thinking of it, as old Abraham stepped up to that blood, lifted his foot to put it in, knowing the moment he touched that blood, it was all done because he could not keep the covenant. God said, Abraham, no. Let me. And he pushed Abraham back. And God walked back into the blood and said, in picture, concrete, Abraham, if you or your descendants are ever sinful, ever, if you ever break the covenant, any of you, including you folks here tonight on January 25, 2004, you may do this to me. And at that instant, God sentenced Jesus Christ to death. Because in picture, he promised to pay with his blood for Abraham's sin. And notice he didn't say one word. You don't think Abraham sat there with tears just running down his face, dripping off his chin? Now, for the Jews, that became a really big deal. The reason Jews sacrificed animals at the temple, by the way, the same five is what Abraham used, cow, sheep, goat, pigeon, dove, is because that blood reminded them of God's promise. They didn't theologically teach that the blood forgave sins, only God's mercy forgives sins. But the blood reminded them that God said, I will pay for your sin. And God said to Moses, you tell them every morning about 9 o'clock and every afternoon about 3 o'clock, I want a sacrifice made where I will put my name so that every Jew in the world, every morning at 9 o'clock, every afternoon at 3 o'clock, will know beyond the shadow of a doubt that I am being asked again to keep my promise. I'll bet you Moses thought, yeah, but what if it's raining? And God said, then get wet. And if it's cold, I want you to do it every single day. Sabbath day, yes. Holidays, you bet, especially holidays. So beginning at the tabernacle, which Moses built, and then the temple that Solomon built, and then eventually the second temple that Ezra and Nehemiah built and remodeled by Herod, every single day while there was a temple tabernacle standing, and